This morning, we've all had the opportunity to participate in one of the great traditions of the Los Angeles Police Department, one that is not practiced by any large police organization in the United States with any regularity that I'm aware of, and that is the command inspection. Over the last 7 years, I've had the opportunity to do well in excess of 100 of these, and like promotion ceremonies, like the very special experience of recruit graduations, badge pinning ceremonies, that it is one of the great days that I get to have and the leadership team of the department get to have, in which we celebrate this organization, celebrate its accomplishments, and remind ourselves of what makes the LAPD such a singular organization. Its respect of tradition, its adherence to the symbols of what we are and who we are. And the command inspection is one of those strongest symbols. The idea that we take the time to prepare for a day in which we can gather together in uniform, those of us who are sworn officers, and celebrate that uniform, celebrate that very special badge, that world-renowned badge that we are all privileged to wear. It is an opportunity to express the strengths of this organization, the individuality, each officer working to present their best appearance, each entity in the organization, in this case robbery, homicide, showing the collective teamwork of each of those individuals, the pride of being part of, in this case, robbery, homicide, probably one of the most historic, well-known, and successful entities of the Los Angeles Police Department. And today we have the opportunity to be part of history, the first command inspection at our new headquarters facility, and we had an incredibly beautiful California morning for it. The excitement I felt up in my terrace looking down this morning as you were preparing, as you were lined up in perfectly formed rows, and when you see those photographs, you'll know what I'm talking about. As I'm entering my last now 9 days as chief of this department, and winding down, I'm enjoying, if you will, these days and these command inspections and the memories that they evoke of many others that have occurred before. We are a great organization. You are great police officers who make up that great organization. And with our civilian staff, we have, over these last 7 years, been able to make history together. Even as today, we made history by this first inspection. Over the last 7 years, you have, each of you, helped to restore the luster to that badge. I firmly believe that there has never been a time in this organization's history, with the possible exception of the special excitement of the 84 Olympics, when the city came together and this department came together for a very special period of time, a period of time in which people felt good about the organization. The organization felt very good about itself and its contribution to that very significant event. But apart from that time, there has never been a time in which this organization has been so well thought of by the population of the city. Recent polling by the LA Times and others indicates that never in the history of the polling of this organization have your approval ratings been so high. 83% of the public believe that the department is doing a good to very good job. 66% of African Americans, a community that for so much of the last 40 to 50 years has had its concerns with this organization and our interaction with their community. Latino community that is under so much stress with immigration issues and all the concerns of the day, almost 70% of that community, many who have come from countries in which police are corrupt, brutal, not trusted, almost 70% of that community trust this department and feel good to very good about its performance. Those are extraordinary numbers, but beyond the numbers is the reality of what you are obviously doing individually and collectively to generate that type of support among the public we serve. And as I travel this country and travel the world over these last 7 years, I am continually met with comments of praise about the organization, about our new openness, the openness of people coming in to learn from us, the openness of us to learn from them, the idea that we are part of the larger law enforcement community, but that we are thought of in a way that is different from so much of that community, thought of as the leading police organization in this country, if not the world. You see it time and again, people coming to visit your organization. You see it as you move about the country and indeed the world, as you go to take felons and prisoners and bring them back, and the reception that you receive when you show that badge, when you identify yourself as a Los Angeles police officer. You have, all of you, over these last 7 years worked hard to achieve the stature and the status that you now have. It's particularly symbolic that tomorrow we open this building to the public, formally open it. The symbol of the new LAPD, the 21st century LAPD. It's symbolic of the professionalism of this organization. It's probably the most beautiful police facility ever built in the country, certainly the most expensive, and it's a reflection of the trust that the community has in you, and that 7 years ago they decided to invest over $1 billion of their tax money in new facilities for this organization. So that as we go into the economic tough times of the next year or two, we at least have facilities, equipment, and almost 1,000 new officers to allow us to weather that storm. I will not face that storm with you. My successor, who I hope will be a member of my command staff, and I'm optimistic that that will be the case, there will be a new leader occupying that office on the 10th floor to lead you through those difficult times. But I'm comfortable that as you go through them, you'll continue to do what you have always done in good times and bad, and that's to work hard, to commit yourself to what this profession is all about. Constitutional policing, compassionate policing, consistent policing. You are a great organization, and it's been my privilege to serve with you for 7 years. I envy all of you that have had more than 7 years with this organization, particularly this group. When I look at your left sleeve and those hash marks of 20, 25, 30 years, I've had 40 great years in the profession of policing. I saved the best for last, the last seven. And believe me, last week when I stood addressing the recruit class, the newest members of the Los Angeles Police Department, I would give anything to be starting those 40 years all over again. I would give anything to be starting those 40 years all over again in the Los Angeles Police Department of today. Because as we look into the 21st century, I think it's going to be an even more significant and successful century for this organization than the past one has been. An exciting time for them, beginning their careers, an exciting time for you who are midpoint or two-thirds of the way through your career, certainly an exciting time for me as I end my career in public policing. Thank you for the opportunity to serve with you. Thank you for the opportunity to tell your story. Thank you for the opportunity to be part of what has been an exciting journey, a journey that never ends. It continues. It will continue on without me, but I will watch from afar as the successes of this organization continue. I am very comfortable that that will be the case. Thank you for all that you do. You're an extraordinary group of men and women, both sworn and civilian. And it has been a pleasure to work with you and to tell your story. Thank you.